Stop your tape.
Section 3. In this section, you will hear three people discussing university life. Listen to the discussion about reading assignments, essays, and lectures. Complete the table by writing in the difficulties they have with reading. Writing essays and listening to lectures against questions 20 to 24. Write no more than three words for each answer. First look at questions 20 to 24. Now, as you listen to the first part of the discussion, answer questions 20 to 24.
Oh, hello, Olaf. I haven't seen you for ages. How are things going?
Hello, Lisa. Hi, Sasha. Well, it's great studying here. But some things take quite a bit of getting used to. It's not like studying in my country.
Oh, I know. In my country, we used to go to lectures and get the lecturer's notes, and then we'd use those to write our essays. Here we have to read so much. I just can't keep up with it all. How do you find the reading, Lisa? Yes, I agree. There is a lot to read, but I don't mind that. In fact, I like the reading. My problem is that it's all so interesting. I want to read more, and there just isn't the time. And that creates a problem with the essays for me. I feel like I can't cover the topics in the number of words assigned. Look at this assignment, for example. I'm supposed to discuss rational choice models for my economics essay in 3,000 words. I could write a book on that topic. In fact, several people have. How am I supposed to cover it in 3,000 words? Why do they have to impose a word limit anyhow?
Well, Lisa, remember it's just an undergraduate essay. You're only supposed to demonstrate that you understand the concept, not apply it or anything. But I know what Sasha's about having too much to read. I think the most difficult thing with the reading for me, though, isn't the quantity, but all the new words. Words like hegemony and teleology that you need to understand thoroughly. I'm always being told by my tutors that I'm using them wrongly in my essay. And when I try to use them the same way as in the reading, the tutors say it's plagiarism.
I have a problem like that too. You know, you listen to the lectures and read the books and articles. And then you're supposed to come up with your own ideas for the essays. You're so full of everyone else's ideas. Where are you going to get your own from? And there's so much to say, it's difficult to organize. I spend hours planning an essay, and by the time I get to actually writing it all down, the deadline is up. I'm always having to ask for an extension. What about you, Lisa? You usually get good marks for your essays. Yes, that's true. But I'm always doing the final draft in a hurry. And then the tutors complain that they can't read my handwriting. I think I'll have to learn to type, but when? And that's another thing. I never seem to manage enough time for lectures. Why are there so many, and they are always so early in the morning? I can't ever get out of bed in time for a 9 o'clock lecture.
Well, isn't that because you go to so many parties, Lisa? If you don't get home till 1 or 2 in the morning, how can you ever expect to be awake for a lecture?
If you ask me, that wouldn't make any difference. Most of the lecturers are so boring they put you to sleep anyhow. Why can't they make the lectures more interesting? After all, a lot of the subjects are fascinating. But the lecturers make them sound boring.
Stop your tape.
Now listen as they discuss seminars and complete the rest of the table by writing in what they say about seminars against questions 25 to 27. Write no more than 3 words for each answer. Also, answer questions 28 and 29. Look at questions 25 to 29. Now, as you listen, answer questions 25 to 29.
At least you can't say that about seminars. They're really interesting, and I think I get most benefit from them. You always find other students have read different books and articles, and so you get lots of new information in a seminar.
Yes, that's true, Lisa. But I still don't enjoy them because people disagree with each other all the time. And I don't like that. I don't like to hear people arguing. It really bothers me.
Oh, Olaf, you're supposed to argue in a seminar. And I really appreciate the chance to do that. Where I come from, women aren't supposed to argue or answer back. I do have to admit, however, that I get very nervous about having to give presentations. You know, when you have to read a paper, that's really scary. Oh, Sasha, I can't believe that. The last paper you gave was so professional. In fact, I think you could do a better job than the lecturers.
That is the end of section 3. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers to section 3.